Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. At 520, we'll bring in our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff. You hear him on NFL on Fox and breaking down the Saints, Tyler Shuck, the entire National Football League. And I'm sure he's going to have something to say about the Broncos. Again, man, great defensive effort by the Broncos. Boy, you look at that defense, them and the Texans. Whew, man, you in for it when you got to go up with them. Also, do I want to talk to him about the job Brandon Staley's done with this Saints defense. I think just because of the fact when you have a young quarterback that's starting to have some success, it sort of overshadows everything. But with a kind of mix of old and new here, with a young secondary, older guys up front along the defensive front seven with a DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan, Davin Godshaw, that, man, they've done a pretty doggone good job the last month of the season. So we'll talk to Mark about that. Want to tell all Saints fans, only have two more home games left. And the next one is this coming Sunday against the Carolina Panthers. You can win tickets to the Saints home game against Carolina. You can score two premium tickets to the game, plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar, premium liquor, all-you-can-eat buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. It's winning is easy. You can go to WWL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Panthers tickets from Saints Radio WWL. One of the more highly sought after defensive players in the 2026 draft made it official today. Peter Woods, he has played both defensive end and defensive tackle at Clemson, did not have the type year that I think a lot of people, including myself, thought he would have at Clemson. But I could say that about almost the entire Clemson football team.
Correct.
It was disappointing. But Peter Woods is a man, and he has been spurty this year, but he is a big-time football player. Kind of, you know, everybody thought he would end up at Alabama and at the last minute decides to go to Clemson. And he's going to be a top-10 pick. I mean, he is – now, he's going to win the second season. I always say that. No matter what happened this year and his play was a bit erratic, he's going to win the second season. He's a tremendous athlete. You see the technical skills with him and his ability to use his arms and hands and quickly get off blockers. And he's got really good chase down skills for a 300-pound-plus man. He's legit. a top 10 pick type prospect for the 2026 draft, and he announced today he's coming out early. And Buddy Saunders had asked me about Mansoor Delane. I only have 19 first-round picks. Legit. Now, you got to rate them after that, and some of them are close. He's a legit first-round pick and my number one rated corner in this draft class. You see Mansoor Delane and how he's like Velcro to a wide receiver downfield. We didn't see that, and if you're a scout and you're watching, you saw some of it at Virginia Tech. You saw it full-time this year. Teams stayed away from throwing in his area. Man, they were throwing it at PJ, or they were throwing it at the freshman, DJ Pickett, who I thought really played well as a true freshman. And, you know, hey, look, I'm not going to throw the ball toward Delane's side of the field. I'm going to throw it toward either PJ's side of the field or DJ Pickett's side of the field. And I think Mansoor Delane, everybody wants to see how he can run and all this and that. My thing is, he's a football player and a really, really good football player. Got great instincts for the ball in flight, and he's able to get his hands on a lot of balls if it's thrown in his area. We remember the Arkansas game. And my thing is, why is Tylan Green throwing the ball at him near the goal line? Go ahead, throw it at somebody else. The play call wasn't bad. It was who you were targeting. And he undercut that pass and ended up with an interception. So to answer Buddy Saunders' question on it, he's legit. He would be in that 14 to 16 group with me overall in round one and my top-rated cover cornerback.
I guess, Mike, it just goes back to what we were saying with Buddy in the first hour interview, that Lane Kiffin coming in and all the money that LSU is going to give him to spend in the portal, you can get instant impact players from the portal. We already mentioned, you know, Mansoor Delane and A.J. Halsey, who are both from the transfer portal, Delane coming from Virginia Tech and Halsey coming from Houston. Both of those guys were awesome first-team All-SEC performers in their first and likely only year with the Bayou Bengals. So with what Coach Kiffin is going to get from LSU as far as funds to spend in the portal, it's going to be really exciting to follow what type of players he can bring in to the program to try and get instant success in year one.
The king of the portal, which was Lane Kiffin.
Right.
Okay, when he went to SEC's media day, he did not name him by name, but he said there's a safety at LSU that we couldn't get.
Halsey.
It was A.J. Halsey. He knew just how good A.J. was, and you watched him at Houston. And I think he gave serious consideration to coming out early last year. He could have if he wanted to. He decided to come back for one more year. He's an intimidator if you go over the middle. He tackles well into the open field. Where he's improved is his ability to match up one-on-one cover. I think he's done a really good job improving that area. I thought he was better in zone defense than man cover, but you watch him today, he can match up really well, and he'll knock your block off. I mean, he is a very aggressive and tough guy in the secondary, and again, for Kiffin to say that but without naming a name, but you knew exactly who it was when he said that the first day at SEC Media Day when he showed up there. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL. We'll have on with us our Odyssey NFL insider, Mark Schlereff, right after this break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, WWL. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long. And on our talk and text line, we're joined by Odyssey NFL insider Mark Schlereff, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Listen to the Stinkin' Truth podcast now on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark, when you told me last week you were doing Browns, Tennessee Titans, I was like, what? Oh, my God. Man, you got a lot of to fill in on the podcast what happened in that game, which turned out to be a really exciting game at the end.
Oh, yeah, it was really great. I mean, I enjoyed the heck out of it. And, you know, two young quarterbacks and, it's really interesting. And it was, like you said, it was a really exciting game. And, you know, Shedeur Sanders made a bunch of plays, and so did Cam Ward. And it was a lot of fun, man. I enjoyed the heck out of it. I had a great time in Cleveland.
You wouldn't have thought that would have turned out to be kind of how it did. But it was really exciting, the final few minutes of it. And they're both young quarterbacks. And you can see, man, both of them have a bit of that it factor involved with them. We'll talk about another quarterback with the it factor, but I got to bring it up to you. 44-year-old Philip Rivers did sign with the Colts today. Put him on the practice squad. Talked about how his arm is there. Now, he ain't got hit yet, and for the time, he's bad to the bone on you, on taking a toll on you. If he takes a snap, he'll be the first grandfather to ever play in the National Football League. Your thoughts on Philip Rivers at 44 years old, and physically, can he hold up? And just look at what that schedule is down the stretch for the Colts.
Yeah, you know, I like from the neck up, I don't think there's any question in my mind that he can, you know, that he can operate, right? He knows what he's looking for. He knows all that stuff. It's from the neck down. You get hit, you're especially taking 5 years off. Your body gets to the point where it doesn't want to get hit like that anymore. So it'll be interesting, man. I'm excited. I think it's really cool. I will say this, man. I'm talking to a defense coordinator last week that is a current defensive coordinator in the league and is a good buddy of mine. And he said something that was really poignant. And this just goes back to kind of Philip Rivers right now. He said to me, he goes, man, never has there been a time in the NFL where there was more arm talent and less quarterbacks.
That's true.
And And I was like, wow, like that is 100% fact. There's a lot of dudes that can throw it, but not a lot of dudes that know what they're looking at. So it's, you know, it's basically an indictment on the National Football League that at this particular point in time, you think Philip Rivers is a better choice 5 years retired or 4 years retired. I guess 5 years, 2020 was the last time he took a snap. You know, that he's a better option than anybody's practice squad journeyman type guy.
That's really something. And I've talked to different people, and we've talked about Jake DeLone was the first one to tell me about it. Mike, I think, is the worst coach position on the field today. And he said, you can tell the guys that are really well coached, and other guys, they just kind of playing kind of off their physical skills. It's not so much them spending all this time and learning the position. And he said, you know what? He blamed a lot of that on 7-on-7 and kind of winging it out. And, you know, and now we see it so much in the high school ranks. But I think Jake was right about that.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question. It's funny, the coach I talked to talked about, hey, everybody comes out of the womb. All they do is throw 7-on-7, and it's not realistic. And then the college game is not, you know, the college game does not equate to the professional game. And so he's like, you know, and I don't blame the colleges because they're doing what they have to do to win football games, but it's just, it's different. So, but you know, like I said, man, it was cool to talk to Cam, Shador, to watch them both play and make plays in that game was pretty amazing.
Watching the Saints over the last month, and it's being overshadowed certainly by the play. And I think they got a knit guy too in Tyler Shuck. And he's played with a lot of poise, a lot of confidence. We saw the arm talent and the size and ability to get the ball, arms and hands. When he was in college at the three different places, we didn't know he could maneuver around the pocket the way he is, as elusive as he is today. But I think what's getting overshadowed, how good the Saints' defense has played under Brandon Staley, with a big mixture of youth in the secondary and kind of the old pops part of things up front with a Davin Godshaw, Cam Jordan, and DeMario Davis.
Yeah, it was impressive. And going back and watching them, you know, the fourth down flip play that Granderson made in the backfield, how many times did they shut him down? I think three times on fourth down they shut him down. Big plays. DeMario Davis hitting the running back in the backfield on a fourth down play. That part was amazing. And man, DeMario is one of the most like underappreciated guys in football. I mean, that dude is exceptional in year 14, and he still plays he just plays so hard and so fast. And whatever he's lost in athleticism, which isn't a ton, but you know, he'll be the first to tell you I've lost some. He makes up for with his just understanding and savvy of the game. I love watching him play. And then you mentioned Shuck. And I told you guys probably a week ago, he is the best young quarterback I have watched, just from the overall understanding and the poise and, you know, being able to pick people apart and not making the same mistake twice. And then the scrambling ability of last week's game, where he's got the long one down the sideline. He's got two of them down the sideline for touchdowns. One's where he gets, you know, gets him into first and goal. I mean, like where Neal scores, it was exceptional, man. And I've been, like I said last week, and I'll say it again, I talked about it on the podcast, man, I am really, really impressed with what he's been able to accomplish so far in his rookie year. And it's got to be really cool, because when you see what New England has done in rebuilding their football team through free agency and having five or six guys hit and then having a bunch of draft picks hit, when you see that, man, I think it gives everybody hope that, hey, dudes, we can turn it around here quickly if we got the right guy pulling the trigger. And it certainly seems like Tyler Shuck is the right guy, at least in my, you know, in a very small sample size, but at least my limited time and my time with him and with the coaching staff, it certainly feels that way.
Mark, I'm trying to remember back when we can talk about two defenses that are as dominant as what we're seeing now in the AFC, with the Broncos and the Houston Texans. Now, the Texans, their offensive line is El Lazio. I mean, I don't know how much longer C.J. Stroud can sustain all the hits that he's taking. But, man, their defense is really good. And then you watch the Broncos play defense. I can't remember when I've seen two defenses that good in the same conference as dominant as what we're seeing, especially in today's football, where all the rules are set up for the offense and what the defenses are doing for the Texans and also for Denver.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible. And, you know, when I watch the Texans, it's, you know, the two edge guys, right? I mean, when you talk about Will Anderson and just his ability to just crush people off the edge, and then Danielle Hunter off the other edge, those two dudes are just wrecking games. And they don't try, like, they're not trying to just beat you. They're trying to humiliate you. And so that is unbelievable to watch them do what they do. And then the speed and athleticism at the linebacker position and at the safety and corner position, they're exceptional, man. Just exceptional. And, you know, they do it. I think they're a lot simpler than the Broncos. They do it just on, you know, we're better than you. We're going to be very simplified. And we got a bunch of dudes that are just going to fly around at, you know, breakneck speed and just pepper you and just hit you. The Broncos are a little bit more a little bit more schematic. They're still really talented on the edges. But they do a little bit more of, you know, the blitz game and the simulated pressure game. And they do a little bit more under Vance Joseph. They have a little bit, more of an exotic package where, you know, Vance gets you through play calling and through scheming you up. And not that they're not super talented, because they are super talented, but I think Houston's just more simplified and basically just they're going to go and try to wreck you, where the Broncos are going to try to out-scheme you to a certain extent.
Insider Calls with Mark Schlereff are brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Charlie?
You know, Mark, I wanted to ask you about the Panthers, the Saints having their rematch with them after beating them in Carolina a few weeks back. The NFC playoff picture is really funny to me because you look at the Rams and the Packers, and really the NFC North and the NFC West are just powerhouse divisions. And then you have the fourth seed with the Buccaneers, who are 7-6, 2-5 in their last seven. They're tied right now with the Panthers. They technically own the tiebreaker, but Carolina still plays them twice in the final 3 weeks of the season. Carolina at 7-6 this year, really been a surprise team. When we talked with Kellen Moore last night on the Saints coaches show, he really brought up the job that Dave Canales is doing there, and they really have built an identity on that team, and they're just going to play to what they do. They run the football, and if it doesn't work, you know, they might lose a game. Mike's called them schizophrenic because they've had losses to teams like the Cardinals and the Saints, but then they beat, you know, the Packers and the Rams. It's just been a strange team. But your thoughts on the Carolina Panthers and the job that Dave Canales has been doing in year two?
Yeah, they've done a great job. You're 100% right. They've run the heck out of the ball, and they may have more offensive line swings with different guys playing than any other team in football. They have lost, you know, they've lost a bunch of starters. They lost their starting center from the beginning of the season, their starting right guard from the beginning of the season. Their left guard had missed, or their left tackle had missed time. Their right tackle has missed time. And then the backups who came in, Brady Christensen came in to replace Robert Hunt at right guard. Then he got a season-ending injury. I mean, it has been a revolving door across the line of scrimmage, and there is not one other team that could survive that. And so I've got to give them a ton of credit. Like, you look at teams, look at the Chargers. They lost a bunch of guys last night, man. They can't protect their quarterback to save their lives. And so, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to them. Now, I will say this, Carolina Panthers brought all nine guys back from last year's team. And so there's a bunch of dudes that have had a bunch of time on task together that speak the same language, which really helps in that. But their ability to run the ball and most of their victories, when you look at their victories, for the most part, you look at Bryce Young, he's like, 14 of 20 for 122 yards. That's his stat line. One TD, it hasn't been, hey, quarterback, go win us this game. It's more like, hey, quarterback, don't lose us this game. Let us play some good defense, run defense. Let us create a turnover or two, and let us run the snot out of the ball. That's how they've won. They are one of the most mercurial teams I have watched, because some days they look great, and then the next week they could just look like one of the worst teams in football. So I haven't been able to figure them out, that's for sure.
Looking at their running back duo with Chuba Hubbard, and certainly Rico Dowdle has come to the forefront this year. You've seen a lot of combinations at running back throughout the league. How would you rate those two guys? Because you know one thing, if you stop the run against them and force Bryce to beat you, he ain't beating a lot of teams throwing it. They really feast off of that 1-2 punch at running back.
Yeah, for sure. No question about it. And the guy who's really changed their fortunes has been Rico Dowdle. Really patient. But when he decides to go, man, he punishes people. The word that Dave Canales kept saying time and time again is violence. And he just runs with incredible violence. And he's got great balance and contact balance. And we can say all the buzzword terms, but the bottom line, he punishes people. And Chuba doesn't have the same explosiveness, but Chuba's really good at getting in there, being physical, and falling forward. But Dowdle is the guy that has the explosive ability. And, I haven't done a Carolina game. I mean, I've done five of them, but I haven't done one here in recent weeks. But up until 3 weeks ago, the longest run Chuba Hubbard has ever had in his career of over 800 carries or whatever was 38 yarder. I mean, he's not going to bust one on you, where Rico Dowdle can certainly bust a 60 yarder on you. So that's been the difference, but it's a great 1-2 punch. And Dowdle has been a big difference maker for them from an energy standpoint. And I tell you what, when he came in initially, you watch their edge presence. You watch Tommy Tremble and a couple other guys really pick up their blocking game. It got exciting. A bunch of receivers that started blocking. And so they got the makings of a team. If they can adhere to kind of their game plan, they can make it tough on you without question.
Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Who you got this coming weekend?
I've got Arizona at Houston this weekend. And then the next weekend, man, I'm back in Carolina for Tampa, Carolina, which could be, which could be for the division essentially. So
they play them twice at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm excited, man. It's going to be good. And I did Houston a few weeks ago, man. That defense is must watch television.
It is really, really good. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Always great to have you on.
You got it, man. Take care.
Thanks, Mark.
All righty. That was Odyssey NFL Insider Mark Schlereth, host of the Stinkin' Truth podcast. Insider calls are brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. Mark is also the host of the Odyssey original The Stinkin' Truth podcast. Remember to listen to The Stinkin' Truth podcast where you get Spotify or Apple Podcasts. We'll be back for our triple option feature, myself along with Charlie Long, Steve Geller, right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long, along with Steve Geller. It's our triple option feature. And, Charlie, I know you don't like to hear this, but
Dodgers. No.
Okay, no. Listen, don't hate the don't hate the player. You got to hate the game. And coming up with a big signee and Diaz, he's had a rocky road.
Yes.
You talk about the Panthers are a roller coaster team. Man, Edwin Diaz, man, he's been all over the place, but he did pitch well last year for the Mets, and they've come up with a 3-year, $69 million deal for him to sign with the Dodgers. He comes to an agreement with them, and so for a team that was looking to upgrade their pitching department, he's at least a 1-year fix. Now, I don't know about years 2 and 3, and he may get a second year out of that, but, man, for next year, that's a big pickup for the Dodgers, who really struggled at the end to find some competent pitching, especially on the relief side.
Yeah, it's just what they need. You go out and throw out money at the best relief pitcher on the market. It is what it is. I saw a stat that I think the Dodgers have spent more money in the last 3 years in free agency than the Yankees have in the last 10. So that's a little bit of perspective there. It's like $1.6 billion in the last 3 years.
A new evil empire.
Oh, they quite, yes, absolutely. They are my generation's new evil empire, guys.
Okay, here's the thing about that evil empire dynasty stuff. There is no gray area. Either you like them or you hate them.
Right.
There is no middle ground. But, hey, I grew up in an era, you know who had that? The Yankees.
Yeah.
The Yankees were like that. Either you loved them or you hated them. There was no middle ground with them at that particular point in time. And they had the guy that knew how to cut a check, and it didn't bounce. And George Steinbrenner. And he made things colorful. He did make things colorful in New York. Steve?
I'm going to go back to, we've been talking a ton about Philip Rivers, 44-year-old, getting signed by the Indianapolis Colts practice squad. Man, guys, he last played the 2020 COVID season about 8 hours ago. He tweeted out, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Well, you know who's got some hope out for Philip Rivers right now? You knew the odds makers were going to be quick to come out with some prop bets for him. If he does end up starting for the Colts this weekend, they already have the under over for passing attempts for him at 27.5, guys. And I don't know, I'm thinking under on that.
I would think so, too.
Heavy handed off to Jonathan Taylor, please.
Yeah, man, I'll turn around. That's not that difficult. Every time I hear about a player coming back, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday, the Buccaneers come to terms with Jason Pierre-Paul, who's 36 years old. He hadn't played in a couple years. Every time an older player comes back to play, I think about something Bobby told me right after he retired from the game. And, you know, I think maybe he was a year out of it. And he was like, Mike, the real world sucks. They don't pay like what they do in the pros. And he still says that today. And I think you see players that, man, it's not the same out there in the real world. Not at all. And so the lure to come back, if you still think you have a little bit left in the tank to do it. You know who did that too? Tried it? Jimmy Graham did.
Yep.
Jimmy tried that here with the Saints. But, again, the finances part of that, you missed that part because you know what you're getting as a professional player. Out there in the real world, man, if you coach in high school football like Phillip Rivers was doing, they ain't paying you nothing. Like you were playing in the National Football League. But I wish him well. But, you know, Charlie and I have talked about this. Oh, mentally, he got it.
For sure, right.
Can he hold up physically? Because you're not getting hit. And it's been a long time since you've taken a snap.
Well, what are the rankings on the Colts O-line, Mike?
They got a good offensive line.
They got a pretty good offensive line.
And,
but that doesn't mean you miss one shot.
Sure.
And you get clocked.
But look at the defenses they're playing. Mike and I brought this up earlier. In the final 4 weeks, they play Mike McDonald's Seahawks defense. They play
not a great
Robert
one this week.
Saleh's 49ers defense. They play that Texans defense, D'Amico Ryan's coach with Will Anderson and Danielle Hunter coming off the edge. Good luck to 44-year-old Phillip Rivers. That's a rough one.
You know, you talk about that, and I think about Seattle. They're one of the most successful teams in the NFL this year. They don't get a lot of ink.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, look the way that defense plays. And then you add Rashid Shaheed to the mix. Hmm. You saw how he took off on that kickoff? That guy, he had no shot to tackle Shaheed. Almost like you could hear the gears kind of like shifting. I mean, he just ran away from people. And everything's going to be built around can the quarterback position make the plays come playoff time, because we saw last year how good he was in Minnesota, and then come playoff time, that wasn't there for him.
Seeing ghosts again, Mike.
He saw more than one.
Yeah.
But, man, do they have a setup there in Seattle on the defensive side of the football? They run the ball well. You got great speed on the outside. Maybe one of the most productive, if not the most productive, receiver in the NFL this year. And then you add Rashid Shaheed to the mix? I wouldn't want to see Seattle on the schedule. That's all I'm telling you. They got some talent on that football team, and we'll see just how far they can go with it. We'll be back to finish it up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870 WWL and the 6 o'clock hour. Steve Geller will have on with him. Will Guillory does a great job covering the NBA and the Pelicans, man, and are losing effort last night. Oh, man, what Queen did was just unbelievable. We're seeing a young star grow in front of our very eyes. We'll have that on also, too. It'll be the Saints Hour with Mike Hawes starting at 7 o'clock tonight right here on the Big 870 WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.